And all glories to the Assembly Devotees. All glories to the Assembly Devotees. All glories to the Assembly Devotees. All glories to Sri Ganesha Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Okay, so reading from why don't you get a mic, directional mic? You can keep it far away and you can just get the speaker. I don't have to do all these arrangements. Look into it. There's no disturbance. And it takes, like they have in the theaters, they have mics. Nobody sees, but you hear everything. Those mics are so special that actually, if it's quiet, you can even hear the heartbeat of the. So there are mics. Anywhere. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 46 and text 29. Tayor itham bhagavati krishna nandayashodayoho viksha nuragam paramam nandam ahodbaho muda tayor itam bhagavati krishna nanda yashodayoho vikshyanuragam paramam nandam ahodhavo muda. Tayoritam bhagavati krishna nanda yashodayoho vikshyanuragam paramam nandam ahodhavo muda. Tayoritam bhagavati krishna nanda yashodayoho vikshyanuragam paramam nandam ahodhavo muda.
Paramam, Tayoritam Bhagavati Krishna Nandaya Shodayo Vishanuragam Paramam Nandam Ahodhavo Muda.
Mataji.
Itam Bhagavati Nandaya Shodayo Nuragam Paramam Nandam Ahodhavo Mudha Tayoritam Bhagavati Krishna Nandaya Shodayo Vikshyanuragam Paramam Nandam Ahodhavo Mudha
Tayoho. Of the two of them. Itham, like this. Bhagavati, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, Lord Krishna. Nanda Yashoda Yoho, of Nanda and Yashoda. Vikshya, clearly seeing. Anuragam, the loving attraction. Paramam, supreme. Nandam, to Nanda. Aha, spoke. Udhavaha, Udhava. Muda, with joy. So translation and purport. Uddhava then joyfully addressed Nanda Maharaj. Having clearly seen the supreme loving attraction, he and Yashoda felt for Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. Purport. If Uddhava had seen Nanda and Yashoda actually suffering, he would not have reacted with joy. But, in fact, all emotions on the spiritual platform are transcendental bliss. The so-called anguish of the pure devotees is another form of loving ecstasy. This was clearly seen by Uddhava, and thus he spoke as follows.
Hare Krishna.
So, it seems very simple. It seems like a statement. Just mention Uddhava, no, eternal associate of Krishna. So he is okay, he is seeing, and then the Brijbasis, he is coming because Krishna sent him. He sees Nanda Maharaj, Madhuri Yashoda. And now he didn't know how they are going to react. Because the Brijbasi didn't see Krishna for a long time. So he's coming. But then he sees actually that the Brijbasis, they are missing Krishna. No. But at the same time, they are never without Krishna. They are never separated. The same way, like Narada Muni, when as he was, his mother died, and then he went to the forest, following actually the Mahabhagavatas, right? So he went to the forest, he was alone, 5-year-old boy. He starts meditating and he sees the Lord So he was happy, naturally. And he thought, okay, this is the way how you can see the Lord. So whenever I meditate, whenever I do something, I remember him, then he will come to me. Small boy, okay. So he was very happy. The Lord, he gave him blessings, he disappeared. And then next time, Narada Muni again decided, okay, let's see the Lord again. So then he does the same thing. He didn't do anything wrong. His consciousness was pure. He was fully focused on the Lord, but he didn't see. Then he was distressed. Now, what did I do wrong? I don't remember doing anything wrong. I didn't do anything intentionally wrong. Why is the Lord not showing to me? And then the Lord, he showed himself as a voice. He said, this lifetime you will not see me again. Ooh, that's really bad. But then he said, but whenever you chant my name, I will always be with you. And this is what the Brijbasis do. He's always going on some festivities. There is always going on chanting of the holy name, Krishna's name, remembering his pastimes. Now the cowherd boys and cowherd girls, they are always singing pastimes. They are remembering. And Krishna is always with them. And what is our society for, right? It's an international society for Krishna consciousness. Consciousness means what? That we are aware. We're constantly aware. 24 hours a day. So whatever we do, we should be very conscious. We should constantly be remembering Krishna. Rupa Goswami, no, he gives us these two main principles. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So ideally, we always remember Krishna. And that's the goal. So chanting the holy name, remembering the pastimes, associating with the devotees, being in the dhamma, reading Bhagavatam, these are the activities by which we can always remember him. But we have to be careful. When we don't do these activities, then we are engaged in some other activities which we need to maintain the body, not to do various things. But that, at that time, we should not forget Krishna. So, always remember, it's an instruction. Always chant the holy name. Guru gives during initiation, right? Minimum 16 rounds. But that's not limit, 16 rounds. Chant more, whenever you can. But if you are not chanting, if you are doing other things, then following four regulative principles. So these are the restrictions. If you follow these restrictions, then even though we don't directly remember Krishna, but we will be, it will be easy for us not to forget him. We know our limits. So that's how Krishna arranged, that's how the acharyas are giving us to. And that's what we should be following. Now, we see the Brijbasis. What they see? They see that even if they are happy, Krishna is there, they are happy, Krishna is not there, they seem in distress, remembering him in separation, but they are also happy. That's transcendental. In Shikshastakam, right? What is the last verse about? Ashishava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanam marmahata karotu yatha tatha va vidratu lambato mat prana natas te sunapara. If he gives me pleasure, okay, if he is here, I am happy, fine. What if he is not here? Then he is, what, he's some, no. Should I be angry with him? Maybe, transcendentally. But ultimately, he can do whatever he wants. He can be here, he cannot be here, it's up to him. I am not in control of him, but I know that he is always the Lord of my heart, no matter what he does. Srila Prabhupada says, we are trying to control things. That's our anartha. We try to control. But we have nothing under control. We are all controlled. It's either Mahamaya or Yogamaya. You choose. But there is no a tinge that there should not be. Tinge of thinking that I have something under control. The only thing I can control is my desire. That's all. It ends there. And by that, it's a very powerful, our free will. By that, I have control over which way I'm going to go. I choose to serve Krishna. Okay, I'm going closer to Krishna. I choose to serve Maya. I'm going away from Krishna. It's a simple free will. The free will is the only thing which we can control. And you may say, oh, but I'm conditioned. No, I have to do this. I feel compelled to do this. Well, okay, then do it. Animals are also compelled to do things. The dog is going to bark when you go by. But we have got the human form of life, and we have the possibility to make a choice. It's our choice. Certainly, sometimes it can be more difficult. Sometimes it can be easier. Nonetheless, it's still our choice. And you be assured that you can do whatever you want. Nobody can stop you if you decide to do whatever. You want to jump off the roof, you can jump off the roof, no problem. Who can stop you? So you make your own decision based on your desire, no problem. But the consequences which come due to your fulfilling your desire are not under your control. So, intelligent person will think, what consequences will I get by fulfilling my desire? That's a smart thing. So, you think, and then you see, wow, these consequences which I may get if I jump off the roof, what are the chances that I will fly? Okay, maybe there are some. I don't know. But from what I have seen and from what I have heard, it's not probable. So then probably I will jump and hit the ground. If I hit the ground from that height, okay, I may survive, but may not. And even if I survive, it will be painful. So is it wise to jump off the roof? So maybe I'll just skip it this time. Maybe it's not the wise thing to do. So like that, you can go through your desires and see. Ideally, try to always consult Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, For what consequence your desire or fulfillment of your desire may lead to. And then apply your intelligence and then you see. Like an example, there are so many things. Now, people are so passionate that they are trying to just do anything which will be different from anybody else. I was the first to do. No. Jumping and flying in that in the flying suit. Many die. What to do? There was one boy, and he decided that he is going to, you know, like metro in Delhi and some other places in Prague actually. Then you have very long steps. So he decided that he is going to down on the steps on a bike, cycle. So he got it, because you can carry cycles in the West, in the metro. So he decided, okay, I'm going to go. So he sat on it, and he went, okay, jumping now. But it was going fast. He was very confident. And he was going, feeling, oh, I'm the first one to ever do that. Then he went down, and whether he forgot to break or he was thinking that he can just go any speed and then not this, that. So he was going. But as he came down, then because of the nature of the steps, then now the back wheel kicked. He now turned around, hit the ground with his head, broke his neck. Okay. So you can say, oh, did he deserve that? No. There are so many things which we can say, oh, I don't deserve it. But you made the choice. You cannot blame anyone for your choice. You didn't have to go. It's not allowed. So you want to break the rules and to do it your way, to show off. Sometimes it can go by. Don't ever blame anybody for the choice you made. The Brijbasis don't do. So, of that we have to be very careful. That's something very powerful in our hands, what we have. Because only through that, if we decide to be Krishna conscious, Krishna, we will make like that way just one step towards Krishna. But Krishna will make thousands of steps towards us. When he sees, oh, he wants to revive the relationship we have. Krishna will make all the arrangements. But when he sees that, no, he's not desiring it. Okay, let him play around a little bit. It's fine. He has time. He is time, right? So then, there is no question of that. Krishna is missing something. Well, missing. He feels bad seeing kind of like that the devotee. He is unaware. He is ignorant. But at the same time, he wants to play. Just give him time as much as he wants. Be it a lifetime or millions of lifetimes, it doesn't matter. Once he realizes, then I am here for him. Like a father for a child. Sometimes the child is so absorbed in playing. The father is not disturbed by it. But when the child gets tired, then he calls the father, and the father immediately is there for him. Come, let's go home. No, I'll give you something to eat. You can rest. No problem. The father is not upset. Oh, you didn't think about me. No, so now I don't want to see you. No, it's never like that. So Krishna is always there with us. He knows. But he's waiting. He's waiting for the desire to change. Just to have the desire. That's all. All devotional activities. What is it for? To develop the desire. There's nothing else we can do. All we can do is change the desire or develop the desire. Use our free will properly. So, we have to be careful how we use it. And we have to be also very careful then not to abuse it or not to think that, well, I am above the law. I'm in control of everything. Nobody controls me. I can do whatever I want. Then, for that, the acharyas, they warn us. We should be very, very afraid of aparat. Nam aparat means specific. No. Sometimes you have the apparat is, we may think that I can do, it doesn't cause any problem. I can tell someone you are an idiot, I hate you, or I'll make some politics or something like that. I can do what I want and things will go by, right? It may happen, we may think like that. But remember, your actions cause the reactions. Action you are in control of, reaction you are not. Fear is not good, but fear of nāparād is extremely good. If we are not careful, then we may end up like, the dog in the story of Ramachandra. It was a dog just lying on the road, like dogs do. They don't bother anyone, they're just lying down there. But then a brahmana goes by, and because the brahmana is that the road belongs to me. So, and he could not tolerate it, that the dog is lying on his road. So he could go by, around, but he decided, no, I'll show him, I'll kick him away. So the dog just goes, you're fine. But the dog, he didn't like it. And because it was in Tirthayuga, the dog, he actually went to Lord Ramachandra. And he complained. Now, at the time, any citizen, anybody could have seen the Lord. Anybody could have actually, the king could have summoned the king. And the king was obliged to come. There was a special door. There was one, like a courtyard. There was a drum. So anybody could come anytime. It was always open. He beats the drum and the king has to come out to hear. But it cannot be abused, because if it's not used properly, he gets punished. But the dog comes, he didn't know how to beat the drum, but anyway, he made noise. So then, Lord comes, what are you doing here? And the dog, because of dog in Tirthayuga, he speaks. So he says, my lord, there is injustice done. What injustice? Look, I was lying on the ground on the road, and then there's one brahmana, and he just comes and kicks me away. Wow, that's bad. Okay, but what do you suggest then we do? Because you seem to be an intelligent dog, so then what would you suggest as a remedy for that? He said, my lord, there is a monastery in the mountains there. And there are many monks, but they don't have the matadish. They don't have the leader there. Make the Brahmana the leader of the monastery.
What?
He is a poor Brahmana. He has nothing. If I make him a leader of the monastery, he will become, he will come in position. He will be better off than now. What punishment is this? He said, yes, in one sense, that's true. But you see, these monks, they are very sinful monks. And they don't accept any leaders well. They don't follow. And then, so, as you know, my lord, that whoever is leader of the subject, and if the subjects are sinful, then the leader takes 1/6 of each of them, the karma, the bad karma. So he will suffer for the deeds because he will not be able to control. And in fact, he will be like one of them. And the Lord, wow, that's a very, very mean. But I suppose, and no, you are right. But wait a minute. How do you know all that? And the dog said, well, my lord, previously I was the Matadish. And that's what I am now. Due to that reaction, no, I'm a dog now. So, then we have to be very careful. Namaparat, committing namaparat, then we may end up like this. But you see, the Brijbasis never commit namaparat. Now, always remembering Krishna. Always. So we have to also be very careful when we are, you know, engaged in our daily activities, engaged in, you know, management, leadership, whatever it is. We have to be always Krishna conscious. We have to be very, very afraid of namaparat. Vaishnavaparat specifically. Because Vaishnavaparat is, as Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he describes, there are four kinds of, you know, aparat. Right? So, Vaishnavaparat is the heaviest one. Or namaparat. The anarthas, which come from namaparat, these anarthas, they get removed from our heart only at the time of prema. So any namaparat we commit now, we are carrying that anartha, which is going to make us conditioned until prema. And that's very bad. Oh, but anyway, I can say this, and nothing is happening to me. So I'm not committing namaparat. No, I'm not committing vaishnavaparat. No, everything is fine. I can just act as I like, and nothing. Look, I'm still here, and look, I'm doing everything what I want, and nobody can stop me. Nobody can tell me anything. Well, the problem with namaparat, that it causes anarthas, and the anarthas are very subtle. So, when we are engrossed in the anarthas which come from pious activities, sinful activities, no, we don't see the anartha from Vaishnavaparat. But they are there, you can be assured. And it's like you may have nice white dhoti, right? You don't wash it for some time, it becomes very dirty. Now, you decide, okay, I'm going to wash the dhoti. So now you get down and you start scrubbing it really nicely. And it's perfectly clean. But there are few spots and they don't go. Maybe from some flowers or from some fruits, they don't go. And you can scrub it, but you will, you know, make a hole in the dhoti. It won't go. So now, when you take the dhoti and you wear it, it's clean. It's perfectly clean. But there are two spots or one spot. Anybody know who looks at, immediately the eyes will go to that one spot. But that spot you didn't see before when the dhoti was fully dirty. It was grossly dirty. You don't see the spot. But when you decide, I want to clean it now, then you see that one spot and that becomes prominent. But you cannot do anything about it. So now, because there are, the heart is so dirty, we don't see that the little spots which are there. But when one comes to the higher platform, nishta, ruchi, asakti, all the anarthas are purified, but now one or two spots are there, and there's nothing you can do about it. And this is very, very distressful. But there's nothing you can do about it then. You should have done it before. So, this is something which we have to really take it seriously. Just because I offend someone and nothing happens immediately, I should not think that I can do whatever I want because, no, it's I'm in control and he's nobody. No, no, no. You have to be very careful. And especially in the dham, you never know whom you encounter. It can be some more old man or old lady. No. And we may mistreat the person. But you don't know. I mean, the whole bridge basis. Anybody who comes here to the dham, it's a devotee. They're all asked to chant, so then, you know, hearing and chanting the holy name. Haridas Thakur, he mentions, one who chants the holy name once, he's a Vaishnava. So we should not think that if some old man or some punk, right, comes kind of like it, and then we can just, you know, kick him or no, whatever. This is very, very dangerous mentality. Everybody, every living being, not just human beings, every living being have to be treated with respect. And in the dham, especially. So even the dogs and monkeys, okay, I mean, don't get close to them. But there is no need to, you know, offend them. You have to be very, very careful. So, that's what the Brijbasis do. They are pure in heart. They don't have these anarthas. And therefore, they can be in the pastimes of the Lord. If we also aspire to that, then we have to work on that our heart is pure. But if we want to purify our heart, then we should not put more dirt inside. Same way, like if you want to make a fire, you take the firewood and you start lighting the fire, the wood, and at the same time you start pouring water on the wood, can you make a fire? It's a stupid idea. Light and water at the same time. Stop pouring the water. Dry the wood. Then light it. So, and we should not also like, oh, I'm ignorant. I don't know. If you are ignorant, then be ignorant. And then acknowledge you are ignorant and don't do anything which is not recommended by Guru Sadhu Shastra. You cannot say, oh, I'm like a child. No, if I do something wrong, the Lord will forgive me. No, the Vaishnava will forgive me. That's premeditated. Then you are doing another now for us. Very careful. So fear is bad, but this fear is extremely good. We should be afraid. Don't be afraid to be afraid. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes. I think it's probably that speaker there. If you encounter that somebody is offending someone, you are there, and you have the power or the influence to stop him, you should do that. But it's his free will whether he stops or not. So you prevent, you see that you did your best in the situation. And if it's still not happening, then just go away. No, it's, don't be part of it. This is, then, if you are part of it, then you take reaction. But if you did your best, no, try to stop it. And if you did stop it, fine. You protected all the involved. If you could not stop it, then at least you are not part of it. You just walk away. That way you will not get any reaction.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. It was both painful and joyful to hear about Narada Muni's predicament. I've experienced that a lot, being alone a lot in life. And when I was in South Africa, I was there as a brahmachari assistant when I was 19. And sannyasi left me alone. And when I wrote to Prabhupada, he wrote to somehow or other, we were left all alone by Krishna's arrangement. And Narada became one of our greatest devotees. And the other solace of life, we said, there's so many anarthas and things to overcome. Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Pradityajana, when he comes, Sarva Vraja, that we surrender unto him, then I don't have to fear. But it seems like the surrendering is more of a process than just a one-time event. Is that not true?
Well, surrendering, it depends on us. Surrendering can happen in a moment. Like Maharaj Nimi, no? It can happen in a moment. Or it can take lifetimes. And again, it's all depending on our desire. If my desire is to get rid of all the anarthas, I have no attachment whatsoever, one chanting of the holy name can purify them all. And devotee is pure. Dhruva Maharaj. No, he was involved in meditation for a few months. But when he gets seen, when he actually had seen the Lord, that there were no anarthas. Even though previously he had some revenge to fulfill. But after that he didn't want anything. So if we desire to not to be as long as I maintain the attachment, it stays. So the process of surrendering It's slow because I have to be convinced that actually I don't need the anartha. By association, by seeing how things are. And one by one, I can get rid of them. It's a slow process. It's like a boil. If you get a boil, then you have basically two ways. You either squeeze it, it's painful, but in a moment you get rid of it, it hurts a little bit, and then after it's okay. Or, no, I don't want to squeeze it, and you keep it, and it may take days or weeks, for it to fully go. So you get little pain, but constant. So yes, getting rid of all the anarthas, at the moment, it's very painful. And I have to be convinced that it's actually worth. And that's a problem, because our ahankar makes us think that we are somebody whom we are not. But we get attached to it. I'm a man, I have friends, with friends we do so many things, that my friends respect me. Now, if I get rid of it, who am I? Who am I going to be? My friends may not be my friends anymore. Who will give me respect? What will happen with me? So the fear of identity then prevents us to decide, I can give up all the anarthas immediately. We like to keep the bridges connected to the material enjoyment. But that's a problem in spiritual development. So, the process of serenity can happen in a moment, or it can take a long time. And it will be depending on our experience. If we get into good association, we get good examples, we see how the devotees live, we read acharyas, we see Srila Prabhupada's life. So based on that, we can start thinking, they did it. They are giving us examples. They are giving us instructions. What should we do? Upadeshamrita, nectar of devotion. So many ways, and they are telling us what to do. Why should I not try it myself? As soon as I get convinced that it will work, then I can give up everything. But until then, it's 50-50. I'm attached to this, but I'm also attached to this. And because of that, then I cannot fully experience the spiritual. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Yes.
Maharaj, thank you for the class, especially in this subject about stress. Nama Aparada, Vaishnava Aparada, very, very important. Maharaj, I want to ask, when Krishna leaves the gopis, when the rasa dalas were going on, so he disappeared from their midst. So what lesson do we learn from that?
See, when Krishna left the gopis, so he loved them because they actually thought that they are the same like Srimati Radharani, that Krishna is with me, only with me. Because that's what actually Krishna made them feel. But when they think like that, it's not an aparat. Okay? But Krishna then leaves them. And they immediately figure out, there was a mistake. Krishna is not always, he's never all only with me. And immediately they start feeling bad about it. And that happened also when he loved Srimati Radharani. Then Radharani, she thought, I'm special. And Krishna loved her also. So they learn that Krishna, he is the Lord, absolute Lord of my heart, and he can do whatever he wants. I have no control over him. But because the gopis, because of their love and affection, they control him. So it's to show us that we should not think about ourselves as somebody who can control anything, what to speak of Krishna. We see now in Bhagavatam, when there is a description of how Lord Brahma got bewildered and running after his own daughter. And Srila Prabhupada explains that it could not happen like that, because it was Lord Brahma, pure devotee. But it did happen. So to show us how nobody is in control. We are not in control of our own senses. Not even Lord Brahma. So we should never think that we are safe. We should always be looking for proper association. We should be looking for always to follow whatever makes us Krishna conscious. Or we see the example of Mohini Murti. When Mohini Murti was there, Lord Shiva got bewildered. He was running after her. But so attractive, right? He is not bothered any apsaras or anybody. But Mohini Murti, the beauty of Mohini Murti attracted even him, who is Yogeshwar. And the Lord, out of his causes mercy, then he showed Lord Shiva that actually he is Vishnu. And there is a deity in South India of Mohini Murti, where half is Mohini Murti and half is Lord Vishnu. That was actually exactly the same form which was shown. It's Svayambhu. So for us, the lesson, we should never think that we are in control of anything. Arjuna, was he in ignorance that he had to be instructed? No. In Bhagavad Gita, by Krishna, what to do? He knew perfectly well what to do. So why did he do it? For us. For nobody else. He didn't need it. The Nityasiddhas don't need it. We need it. So the Acharyas, they are giving us so many ways how we can realize who we are, realize our position, realize what we are supposed to do. And we pick and choose. Okay, yeah, I can do this. I don't want to do this. That's our misfortune. So we have to learn to properly hear the Chaitanya Guru. He is there always with us, giving us instructions. He never fails to love us. And if we do listen to him, he guides us the best way. Hare Krishna. Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Nitai Gaur Paramananda.